Hello, people. Now, there may be some good news for New Zealanders. I wasn't aware of it, but they had an election. And apparently the Labour Party, who was in power, lost quite badly to the Conservatives. Now, Labour came into power with that Ardern, you know, that Fémon, who basically was a smiley virtue signaller and everything was caring, but really behind the scenes, she was a control freak. And she made a lot of New Zealanders a life of hell. All the while she was smiling. And she was a virtual signaler, of course. You all must remember her. Here she is. There you are. Want some sugar? Now, she couldn't even finish out her term. I mean, some people say there was something brewing, that if she didn't quit, it would be released or something. I don't know. But this was the man that replaced her, if you can call him a man. He was just as woke as she was. He appeared very weak and was another virtual signaler. Anyway, he's conceded defeat to this chap. Now, I don't know anything about him, but he is conservative. The thing is about New Zealand, there's still hope, if they have the right leader. Now, all Canada needs to do is get rid of their woke virtual signaler, who's all about caring and smiling and doing absolutely nothing, and is another control freak. That's Justin Trudeau. Canada is a very terrible place at the moment, but there is still some hope, if they act soon. Unfortunately, in the UK, I don't see any hope at all. All the people that come into power are elitists. They don't really care about the country or the people. So it doesn't really matter who's in power. Boris Johnson was an elitist as well, but at least he was funny to listen to. I'm not even going to mention the United States. Anyway, there was a glimmer of hope for New Zealand. Let's see how it turns out. Just thought you'd like to know, guys. You take it easy.